Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. All right, so turn your Bible with me to Acts chapter 2. I want to look at verse 42. Acts chapter 2. How many of you know what we stand for as a church? We stand for four things as a church, right? We stand for what? Fun, yeah? Friendship, fellowship, and family. That is what Gateway Chapel stands for. So in case you are here today and you're thinking, what does this church stand for? We stand for fun, friendship, fellowship, and what? And family. So I want to talk to you about fellowship this morning, very briefly. The fellowship this morning. All right, we are a great family, all right? And I want us to work very hard in boosting the fellowship base of our church. We want our church to be known for our strength of fellowship. It's very, very important that we understand the meaning of fellowship as a church. And you find that the early Christians were able to do so much, right? Because they understood fellowship. Sometimes a young Christian, you find that the devil will do everything to take you out of fellowship. You see, a lot of people ask me, you know, in this month, say it's a year of, this month is a month of manifested declaration. But you see, listen to the second service message where I was talking about the impact, how to fulfill prophecy. Please listen to it. It's very, very important. Every Sunday you have three different messages. You have to go during the week to drill down and feed your spirit man. It's very important. That is your responsibility. The restaurant is open, right? But we can't force you to eat. Right? Some people will not. It doesn't matter what you say. But we keep preaching the word of God and believing God that you will be hungry enough to go and into the vault of this church and then go and it's free. You don't even pay for it. Can you imagine that? All right? So we, in second service, I talked about the impact, how to fulfill prophecy, and we dealt extensively with it. But I want to talk to you in this service very briefly about fellowship. You see, whether you grow, Jesus said something. He said, "Be it unto you according to what your faith." And so, in Christianity, what you get out of Christianity is heavily dependent on your faith, your belief system. And we all can claim that we have faith, but the evidence that we have faith is in our collectibles. See? In our collectibles. You must have collectibles, right? He says, when David got to, was about to fight Goliath, he said something. He said, "The God that delivered me from the hand of the lion." That's not just talk, man. That's collectible, you know? That's collectible. Your testimonies are collectibles, you know? And I said, "The same God who delivered me from the hand of the bear." Wow, that's collectible. You know, the God who healed me, the God who did this for me, that same God will do this for me. That's collectible, all right? So I don't know about you. I didn't get born again as a Christian to come and waste my time. I don't know. I'm in for collectibles. Yeah, I'm in for the testimonies. I'm in for the manifestation of what God has promised me. Because life can be tough. Life can be harsh. I don't want to be on the back. I don't want to be on the back foot in anything. Not in my life, not in life, not in my marriage, not with my children. All right? And so for us to do that, we have to be armed with our faith. But you see, faith is one of the most difficult things to build. And the greatest error the devil can ever sell to you is to make you think that you can build your faith yourself. Let me tell you up front, you cannot build your faith all by yourself. It's not possible. It's not the way the body of Christ is structured. And you need to understand this. Oh, yeah, I know we live in England and we like to mind our space and we have our, what do you call that thing again? Our bubble. It's in England. I heard the word bubble for the first time, you know? I said, oh, yeah? What do you call it? You call it my little bubble. Is it bubble you call it? Space? It's space, isn't it? You have your own little pocket of space, you know, and where I just do my own thing. That thing is a lie from the devil. He wants to isolate you. Before you got born again, that's when you can do all the bubble and mind myself. You know, I like to do my own. How many of you have heard that people talk like that before? Yeah, you know me, I just like to do my own thing. I like to just be by myself and do my things myself. You know me, I don't like talking to people. That is a satanic attack. No, it's true. It's a satanic attack. Unless you're not born again. If you are born again and you are talking like that, it's a satanic attack. Because what you are born again into is not designed to function like that. It's like you saying that, I don't do public, I don't do any, I only want to drive with three wheels. You know, this four wheels on the car is too much for me, it's too much for me. I want to drive my car with four wheels, with only three wheels. Who does that? Can you drive a car like that? So the moment you sit into the car, now can you, if you come into a car and you see a car that has one wheel is suspended. Now what you are saying is that, and you see a car and it's tilting like this, and you look around and say, oh, one wheel is suspended. Oh yeah, it's okay, this is the kind of car I like to drive. I don't know if you like to drive a car like that. Why? Because you, except where I come from, it doesn't matter whether it's two wheels. We can drive cars on the rim. You can drive a car on the rim. But naturally speaking, you drive a car like that. What would you say? So there's something wrong about this car. It's not safe. In fact, you wouldn't even drive it. You are too clever for that. But the same thing. Every time, if you fail to understand the impact of fellowship, the impact fellowship has on your faith, you are driving a three-legged car, a car with three wheels. You are that guy or that lady who sees that this car has only three wheels, and then you still put your family into it and then attempted to drive that car. So fellowship is very, very important. You cannot grow your faith by yourself. It's impossible. Ephesians 4, it says the whole body is made perfect through that which every joint supplies. In other words, until you hook up to me and I hook up to you and we hook up to one another, you will never be perfect. That means certain things will be missing in your life. That's what it means. And there are so many people who have been born again for years and things are not just clicking. And the reason why things are not clicking is because they are not clicking with others. Are you listening? Fellowship is a faith booster. And without faith, it is impossible for you to please God. And if you cannot please God, then what are you doing? What is the point of this whole exercise? So, fellowship is, let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Fellowship is one thing it was a driving force. The early church, they could not take them out. They could not. They were all so neatly. Femi come. Boss will come. Pastor Femi come. George comes. Go, okay, you go. See, okay, lock hands like this. Lock hands like this. Like this. Okay, all right. Okay. You see, this is how they were walking. Can you see that? This is the image of the Christian. You are meant to walk like this. So when you are speaking and whatever comes against you does not come against you alone. Look at these people. It's difficult to swing me around because I'm locked in a chain with other people. Are you listening? This is fellowship. I don't have to like them. I said, I don't have to like them. We don't have to belong to the same football club. They don't have to like the way I dress. I don't have to like their dress sense either. But this is a major requirement if you are to get anything out of your Lord. There is no solo. Now, the man who lose, stay here, gentlemen. The man who lose solo, hey, you know me, I don't like doing all this. I don't like them. This one, I don't even do afro. What's with this? I don't do white shirt. I don't do, and so me, I just like to do my things all by myself. Aha! You see this? Who is alone? Exactly. Every time you step out of fellowship or you are not connected in fellowship, right? You are exposed. This exposure, you can't deal with. Even if you deal with it, your wife cannot deal with it. Even if your wife deals with it, your children cannot deal with it. Come. The stress is too much. We do not wage war against flesh and blood, but we do wage war. It says we wage war against principalities. Show me where they live now. And powers. Where is their postcode? It says spiritual wickedness. Wickedness. Show me their abode. It says in high places. Many of us, this is how we just loaf around like that. And then we are loafing and we are still leapy. And we are still causing trouble. You don't have defense. Thank you very much, gentlemen. You don't have defense. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship. And to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. To the fellowship, to the fellowship. My friend, find a connect group of people in the body to hook up to. Don't do this Lone Ranger. There is no such thing as Lone Ranger. Even the Lone Ranger had a what? Had a donkey. Do not do Lone Ranger. This was a driving force of the early church, and this is also your driving force. For some people, the moment we share the goodness here, they don't have anybody they talk to during the week until we come again next Sunday. That is too much of a risk and too much prayer for me. Don't give me job to do. Get connected into a group of body. Before we start praying heavy prayers, let's do what Jesus said we should do. It says the whole body is made perfect through that which every joint supplies. Who are you connected to in the body and who is connected to you? What is flowing through you? Are you listening to what I'm saying? A man is not designed, a woman is not designed, a family is not designed for them to do their own thing because we are in London. I don't make my business by myself. That is the voice of the devil. I want to do my things by myself. You can't pray by yourself, can you? As I was locked in hands, come again, gentlemen, let's do this one. Let me show you something here. This is what we are going to preach today. We'll preach to me. Let's, like that. Where's that man here? Where's the afro? Okay, see ya. Yeah. Why are you jealous that you don't have afro? Yeah? You know, see how we are linked here? This guy here is supplying me with some things. I am supplying this man, and this man is supplying, and it is current, flowing. The day I get weary and tired and exhausted and I can't pray, I can drop my hands, but I'm still connected. I can drop my hands and I can bow my head and can, you know what, we are in the fight of life, but this fight is too much. I can drop, but you see, I'm still connected. Current is still flowing. I may be down and I may be weak, but you still can't touch me. You still can't touch me. Are you listening? There are certain things that you will throw at me. I may not be able to raise my hands, but I'm connected. Are you listening to what I'm saying, church? Thank you very much, gentlemen. I may not be able to lift my hand and defend myself and fight, but I'm connected. And you should throw things at me. Someone will say, oh, you can't do that. No. Someone will block that off and block this off. So who is blocking things off for you? You are not a superman, you know. You are not. Get connected. It's the way of God. The body of Christ is made perfect through that which every joint supplies. You can't be, if you are disconnected, you are not in relationship with anyone in your local assembly. You are not building friendship. You know what? You can never be perfect. Nothing is feeding you. Amen. Nothing is nothing, nothing else. So some people can be in a hot assembly like that, and then you keep doing your own thing, your own way. No. That's Antichrist. That's Antichrist. In this way of life, brethren huddle together. We huddle together. We stay connected together. What I miss, you catch. And what you miss, I catch. And then we share. That's how to build your faith. Amen. Amen. Fellowship builds faith. Fellowship builds faith. And fellowship is not some, is not, and now listen very carefully. Fellowship is not visitation. That's where a lot of people miss it. So I come to Ayo's house. How are you? Say, I'm fine. How is Arsenal? Yeah, Arsenal is fine. How is Manju? Manju is fine. No, that's not fellowship. That is a visitation. There's a difference between fellowship and visitation. What is the difference? With visitation, you can talk all manner of ungodly rubbish you want to talk about. That does not make you perfect. But with fellowship, we sit down, and as we relate, with our conversation is filled with what the Lord is doing and has done in our lives. Do you see the difference? Visitation leads to gossip. Fellowship leads to faith building. The Bible says that there were two brothers, two Christians. They were discussing, did you not see what happened to Jesus and how Jesus was there? We'll say, yeah, oh, I feel so sad for that man. Oh, our Lord, our Messiah. And then he appeared to them. When fellowship is in place, his appearance is guaranteed. But when you are doing visitation, the devil will appear. Because from that visitation, you say, Koride, how are you? They say, I'm fine. Praise God, how was work? I just said, visit you, and we are visiting. Yes. I say, I like this, your business. How did you get it from? Oh, I bought it in Marks and Spencer. I didn't know you shop in Marks and Spencer. Me too, I shop too. Oh, what do you do? What do you get your talk? I put money in Primark. Primark. What is, what is that? It's Michael Cole. Michael Cole. What? Jesus will never appear there. Instead, it's the Satan. Satan is the one that appears. Yeah. Then from there, say, praise the Lord. Did you see? How was John? My pastor. This is my pastor self. We always overrun the service. I didn't see this. I didn't know. I've been thinking about it, but I just said, it's not in my place to say, but now that you are mentioning it. Maybe he didn't know that according to the school of HR, they say, well, human mind is that to absorb information from only for 45 minutes. I don't know what this grammar he's speaking. Me too. But who says why in church? Yes. Anyway, okay, I'll visit you again. That is not fellowship. What is that? That is. Yeah. If you come to my house and you do that kind of talk, you won't come again. When I was a brother, you won't come again. Those things, they are breathing grounds for demonic forces. How are you, Koide? Oh, I'm fine. How are things? But God is so faithful. And then, bang, one testimony. Really? What did you do? Oh, I did this, I did that, I did this. Yes. Oh, and what about you? Oh, well, kids are fine, brain fine, this person fine. And then, wow, God is so faithful to us. And then you keep it, and then we say, thank God I'm a Christian. Right? That conversation is very, very tough to have. That's why the devil will ensure that you never benefit from fellowship. Fellowship is when two believers meet on the platform of fun and they are sharing and discussing about Christ. If you do that and you do it very well, he will always appear. He will always appear and he will be in your company. He always shows up in the company of those who share him. He always shows up in the company of those you share him. You are not a news agent. Thank God for Facebook, like and share. You are not a news agent. Are you listening, Lola? There's nothing you are sharing and saying. Your opinion is not important. Nobody cares about you. Have you not listened very carefully? You cannot afford to offend the only person who cares about you, Jesus. Nobody cares about you. You think you have a lot. You think you have a lot to say. Nobody wants to listen. We built business on listening. Nobody wants to listen. And every unwholesome talk that comes out of your mouth, God will hold it accountable. Hold you accountable for it. So there's no. You have no business with unwholesome talk. You have no business analyzing that. That's a movie, isn't it? You have no business. You have no business. So, what do we do? You hook up. Find families in church that have the same heart for Christ and for gospel and for kingdom like you. Then make cross the floor and go and make friends with them. I have done 2 relocations in my lifetime. Lagos to Cyprus, Cyprus to England. Fellowship promoted me so fast. I said fellowship, not prayers. Not prayers. I said fellowship. Fellowship of the believer. Fellowship of the believer creates the transfer of spiritual resources from one person to another. The fellowship of the believer transfers the grace of one person to another. Fellowship. No lone ranger. Fellowship does what? Builds faith. And it was a secret of the early church. So there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong about talking about cars. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about it is nice. Right? So it is nice to talk about your sports, talk about your obligation, but you should understand what you are doing. And then there's also no greater fellowship than the fellowship between husband and wife. That is resident anointing. Husband and wife. There is no greater fellowship than fellowship of loved ones together. No greater fellowship. There's no greater fellowship. Maximize what you have, now that you have it, and if you have it. Are you listening? There's no greater fellowship. I still remember many years ago, my wife and I, we were on holidays, and we needed to get ourselves a new car. We had the car in mind, but we didn't have money for it. So we were staying in Brighton, in a student's accommodation in Brighton. And we didn't know what to do. We just went out one evening. There was a Mercedes-Benz shop next door. You know, we say, hey, let's go check this out. So we went ahead and we looked around and said, wow, do you like it? Oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah. So we went down. In fact, we went there one the following night. 2 nights later, we also went there. We just be walking around the car. And that was on Easter. We came back. Easter was over. So on Tuesday, I went to work. As I clocked into work, locked in, there was an email from my practice manager. Eddie, I need to see you. I said, what have I done? This woman doesn't really call me. All right, so I went in there, and then she sat down. I said, we just thought to have this conversation. We think you are due for a salary increase. I said, really? She said, okay, yeah, thank you. Well, what is it? Oh, well, we don't normally do this. To cut a long story short, from nowhere that April, they gave me such a huge increase that we were able to buy that car. But we didn't even pray for it. We're not even praying about it. That's the benefit of fellowship. If you are in a family, father with daughter, mother, son, family, see, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whether you're children, we're a household of faith. So you start enjoying the benefit of fellowship. In this church as well, connect with other like-minded in the realm of the spirit people. Does that make sense? All right, not the one that you are saying you are going up. You say, I'm going to say, die quickly, die. No. The ones that you say, we sharpen ourselves. Iron sharpens what? Iron. So, and the fact that we're in the same church does not mean that we all have the same hunger. No. Don't hook up with people who talk you down, and then don't hook up with people who think that you are a baby Christian. You know how people do. I don't know. I believe it doesn't happen here, but you know how people make you feel like you don't know enough. Nobody knows enough. I don't know enough. Yeah. So if anybody make you feel you don't know enough, then well, Pastor and I, we are one then. Nobody knows enough. There's no rookie. There's no superstar in the kingdom of God. We are all still the hunger I had when I got saved July 4th, 1988. I don't know the maths, but it's the same hunger I still have till now. How many years is that? 29. Hey. 28, yes. 27. Wow. Jesus has tried though. 27 years of, I gave my life to Christ 27 years ago. July 4th, 6 p.m. Now, the same hunger and desire and search I had that night is what I still have today. And I'm still trying to find out and understand this thing. But the more I yearn, the more he feels and the more hunger he creates for me. Are you listening? So hook up with people. Fellowship is very important. Why? The word of God will never come to pass without your faith. And one key way to boost your faith is by fellowshipping with people. Amen? So it's a very unique way of life. It is not, this is one faith that is not completely individualized. It is not individualized. You cannot succeed as a Lone Ranger believer. And some think they can. You cannot. You are not complete. That's not how it functions. It's not. Okay, say, well, but I'm connected to the pastor. It's not enough. It's not enough. As you know, I'm connected to the pastor. Do you know where I live? Do you know what I do after here? Do you follow me up and down? Am I saying, for many of you, once you say hasta la vista, then next Sunday. You don't call me. You do call me. You don't call me. You don't ask after me. Do you know what I'm going through? You don't know. Do you know what my friend is? Do you know what my concern is? You don't know. So how can you say you're connected to me? To be connected with someone means you share their burden. You share their burden. Do you know my heart cry over this church? So how are you say you're connected to me when you don't know my heart cry? So it's not enough. It's not enough. Pastor, this is my pastor, it's not enough. You stay connected. It doesn't matter what we say. Many of you, we preach here. You don't go back to listen to the message. No. You don't go back. And for so many people, you're not even sure who is their pastor, whether it's the one they see every Sunday or the one they see on TV. So you just don't live like that. So connect and hook up. So what did we say? That thing that pastor was saying on Sunday, what exactly did you, how are you using it? When I migrated from Cyprus into England and God planted me in a church, I made the effort to get to know people. I said I made the effort. In fact, in hindsight, they were not particularly friendly people too. But it doesn't bother me. I am the one in need. I am the one whose faith needs to be developed. I am the one who needs to increase. I am the one who needs to grow. I am the one who is new. And so I went through the barrier and then connected with people. Amen. For some of them, I even asked, can I come and visit you? You can laugh at me now. But when the fellowship factor kicked in, they were not laughing anymore. Yeah. They were not laughing anymore. I said, can I come and visit you? They said, and we are taking the children to McDonald's. How about next week? Okay, next week. So I called and remind them, I've come to visit you. So I sat down. Wow. I'm in a new environment. Or many of them had a life we wanted to live. I wanted to learn. You are a Christian, I'm a Christian. If I don't connect with you, and if you say a prayer or say something, do something, the job I did at Brookthrough, it was the assistant pastor of the church who submitted my resume. He came from the church. Do you know what your brother does for a living? He said, no. But I'm believing God for a job. I'm going to look for an agency. Yeah, go and look for an agency now. You are an agency. Go. He said, you are looking for something. They brought one to you, and they're sitting next to you. You see, you are looking for it. Why do you like struggling? That's stubbornness. Look at the resources of people here and what they know and how God has. So what are you looking for? Say, well, you know me, I don't like it. Go with the suffering now. You don't mean I don't like it. Go. No, I sat down. Pastor, it was a Christmas. Pastor, how are you? I really like to get a job. He said, hey, what do you do? I'm a traffic warden. But traffic warden. He said, but what are you? He said, I'm an accountant. I said, me too, I did accounting. I'm an accountant from where I came from. But it's not showing now. But I'd like to have the kind of thing you have. It is God. I'm not Satan. Sir, I'm not. It's condition that has made this. It's condition. It's called condition. The level I'm playing now is just condition. If you have seen my other life, we'll be having this conversation. But now I'm here. And so how do I? Okay, bring your resume. Okay, I have it here. I was carrying the phone around while the man was eating chicken. I said, Pastor, please take a look at this. Take a look at that. Take a look at this. Come on, say fellowship. Fellowship. Fellowship, we're so broke. When we're doing our naming ceremony, we're sharing one plastic cup. Etlow Road, East London. Could we buy two of the plastic cups? Could we buy two of the plastic cups? It's okay. Bless you. Well done. Have you finished your place? Wait, let me go and rinse this one. But I bring the low-freeze cola out. It was low-freeze cola. We were bold enough to invite people to our one-room apartment. We're bold enough to do that. Fellowship. They sat down. We're looking at all of them. I said, so what do you do? So I said, I work here. Mention one big name. I said, wow. What about you and that big name? I said, Bolanle. So these are big people. But don't worry, we are in their company. Yeah? Those who keep company with the wise shall be wise. If you keep company with foolish people, you are foolish. Is that what the Bible says? Yes. So your fellowship determines what you become. Fellowship. But let me tell you quickly what fellowship is not before you start saying, look at Proverbs 27:17. You know the scripture, I've read that before. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person. Is it one angel? Eh? As iron sharpens iron, so one man, one translation says, so one person sharpens another. So there's a place for prayer, but there's a place for another man to sharpen you. Yes. There's a place for prayers. There's a place for others to sharpen you, profile, give you some shape up. All right? It's in the scriptures. So, and you get sharpening from prayers. Some Christians today, they don't know how to pray. Where do you learn how to pray? In fellowship. Where do you learn how to pray? You want to learn how to pray by yourself. Some people, they'll be speaking this tongue like a cracked gun. Bah, 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 bah. Your tongue will not change because you're not in fellowship. How are you doing it? How are you doing that? And the devil comes and says, I've heard that. And the devil comes and says, I've heard that before, my friend. This was the same talk you spoke last year, and then you cast us away. So we have come back with my cousins now. Why are you doing this? My friend, you be speaking the same tongue because you won't mix with other fellowship, other Christians. Fellowship. I know we're in England, and I know it's cold, but the word of God and the requirement of God is the same. If you don't fellowship, look, I was telling Pastor Bola, nicely accused me this week that I don't know how to have fun. So he said I need to start, you know, I'm guilty. I don't really know how to rest or have fun. I'm still working on it. I'm not there yet. It's only work. I know how to work very well, but I don't know how to. So I said, okay, but I like going to the gym, but I don't like going to the gym alone. I said, I'm not wired that way. How can you just go to the gym, only you, by yourself? What kind of life is that? You just, only you by yourself, and they say, you listen to me. What is that? I can't, told you it's here. I can't play golf by myself. That's why I've not improved. I'm not telling stories, but I'm just telling you. I can't, you know, some people just carry their bag, you know, their mind is so, he can just carry his back and just go, you know, play two holes and then just come back home, you know. I don't know how to do things like that. So I said, okay, so what did I do? I was asking my mindset, so what did I do? I called my bro here. I said, bro, what? Look, this is my challenge. I want to do exercise, but I don't want to go alone. So so he told me that, so two of us now, we're going to register in one adult class together. Why? Because I didn't quite enjoy his company. And then while we are there, we're talking about, he's been around for 12 years. He's been in church. Man, did you see our numbers on Sunday? Yeah, God is so good. We have really grown. What do you think? Say, hey, Pastor. And I say, see God's faithfulness. That's fellowship. It's true now. And then, so well, I've not gone there. First, 2 weeks ago, we were going to go. Then something came up. No, seriously. 2 weeks ago, no. What happened 2 weeks ago? Oh, we had a team meeting with our business team. Yeah. Then last Sunday, I was going to go. Last Thursday, we're going to go again. Then somebody said that they book a place for me to. Where is it? Where's Dadiola? Where's Abby? So I said, boy, I can't come again. But this Thursday, we are coming. I'm coming this Thursday. We clear my diary. So if you don't book Thursday for counseling, I'm going to this other class, myself and Ayo. So wait, that's a fellowship. So who are your friends in church? Who are your friends in church? Make friends in church. Don't be a lone ranger. Some people just live a lonely life. What do you live a lonely life for? You may have children. You and your family, don't live a lonely life. Arrange what they call, is it love feast? This month we are going to visit this family. Do something. It's a major requirement. There are certain things. See, let me tell you something. There's a level you can never pray yourself into. There's a height and a depth you can never pray yourself into it. You just stay in that room there, you and your children, all by yourself. There's a height in God, a depth in God, you will never see it. Because that's not how it is wired. Fellowship is not dumping stuff on other people. All right? So not that, when I was coming, I ran out of petrol. As I was coming, I ran out of petrol. Can you feel my tongue? No, not like that. Don't do that. Yeah? What are you doing next week? So, no. Okay, I'm going to bring my children to your house. And then you now sit there for 2 seconds. And say, I'm coming. And then leave my children in his house. No, that's fraud. That's not fraud, that's fraud. Once upon a time, I had one guy in my house. You know, he said he came to a fellowship. After he left, he gave me a telephone bill of £300. Also, one of our daughters here had this experience. One person in the church way back then, they said, in the name of brotherly love and sisterly love, took this person in, right? The person racked up her phone power, hit gas and heating, £400. That's a devourer. Don't allow people to take advantage of you. Yeah? People are smart. This is London. I didn't come here to look at the bridge. You can't cheat me. Don't allow anybody cheat you. And don't allow anybody abuse your benevolence. It's godly fellowship we are talking about because we want to grow and want God to connect with me. Does that make sense? So measure the relationship. Don't allow anybody to start creaming you out. Many years ago, a sister gave us a ride in her car. I needed a tenner to feed my entire family for a week. She put in 20 quid of petrol in her car, 1997. And I was saying, Lord, open her eyes, let her see. But God didn't open her eyes. So we went home hungry. Right? I wasn't going to say because she gave me a ride in her nice car. And I'm saying, just in case God is speaking to you. God is not speaking to her. So in the name of fellowship, don't pick up tabs for anybody. You have to, as a pastor, they've duped me before in this church. One brother came in 2003 and I said, no, I've forgiven him. Or no. But it's very painful. When somebody came in and said, and he said, I paid rent, 2 months rent. And he says, God has called me to this church. God has called me to this church. And if I can pay this rent, pastor, the choir, I will sort out the choir. Quickly. It was my wife that saved me. I was going to pay for 6 months. The day the check cleared, broad disappeared. me, in church. Gateway Chapel, not even Waygate Chapel. Another one came to my house. Pastor, I was praying this morning and God told me that I am Elisha, you are Elijah. No, seriously, me, pastor. So you stand no chance, so they will claim. You are laughing. Me, pastor, I was preaching and laying hands. He said, God told me in a vision. Okay. That's why all this dream and vision, forget that thing, rubbish. It's the word of God. Chapter and verse you've heard. So I saw in a vision and God told me that I saw you are my Elijah and I'm Elisha. I said, see, Bola, God has given us a spiritual son. Put the boy in my house. Fed him. When the guy was ate, drank everything, why did he disappear? What my eyes have seen on this job is, you are laughing, disappeared. But you can't be angry. Because you can't be angry. Be angry at him, God forgives him, then God not start dealing with me. No, I say it's okay. Thou give it and thou take it. No problem. Church. You think everybody talks about what pastors do to people. This is what they have done to me. I'm telling you, we can't talk. They say, whoa. What? That's just one. Do you know how many? Okay. Do you know? I'm telling you. Do you know how many times? You know me with all my emotions. Me, I don't share bread. Do you know how many times I've given my whole loaf of bread and give away and say, okay, God has provided for me. God has provided for me. Another person eat the whole loaf. After eating, disappear from church. If you see the amount of pastoral abuse I've had in the past 12 years, okay, let it go. So that's not what I'm talking about. Like anything else, it can be abused. The same way pastors are abused, sheep are abused, fellowship can be abused. People can swindle you. My greatest worry as a pastor is a family church like this. It doesn't take anybody, any smart person to come in and look at us, we are so easygoing. We are so, see, this is the only church I know that people give testimony that they have money. And they are so comfortable in that I can tell my pastor that I have money and he won't place a demand on me. That's why you hear the testimonies about pastors. But it only take one funny person to look at all that and say, these guys, they look naive, you know. And they just serve us one hand. Before you know it, they've emptied our wallet and then leave. So open your eyes. Open your ears. Don't be foolish. Right? In the name of fellowship, don't get duped or robbed. It has happened to me before. Are you listening? But we are talking about scriptural things. Look for like-minded. Look around you. See, like-minded people that you have the same king dread spirit. Right? Don't run away. Hook up. Don't be afraid to say, I don't know. Can you teach me more of this stuff? Right? Don't keep nodding your head like you know everything. I know you don't know everything. It's 12:30 or 1. You're probably hungry right now. Half of what I've said in the past, you can't even remember after today. But that's where fellowship comes in. It boosts your faith so that God will make things happen to you and happen to you quickly. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Fellowship also boosts accountability. You know, sometimes you think that you are this problem. It was made from hell just for you until you hear other people's story. That people are just at the same level as yourself, growing the way you are growing, and there's nothing wrong with you. There's a way life can deal with you at times. You think that, you know what, there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me. By now I should be flying. By now I should be doing this. By now, you know, you put unnecessary demand on yourself until you hook up in fellowship and realize, hang on a minute, I'm okay. I'm fine. And then also, when you hear me speak like this, you want to measure yourself with your pastor. Don't measure yourself with me. No. I've been 27 years I've been a Christian. And I came in headlong. And when I want something, I go for it. I came for Jesus, I'm going for him. So I am me. And before I got born again, look, I suffered with the hands of principalities and powers. They dealt with me. The day I got born again, I realized I have authority. That was the day I got saved. So I am talking like this based on my own experience. You don't have my experience. So don't try and match up with what I do. No. Find your level and grow at your pace. Amen. But no matter what happens, you are growing. And I keep hearing, and God, when God sends you a pastor, a father, a mentor, hook up. And then he get connected, and then we all grow together. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Rise to your feet and let us grow. Let us pray. Let us grow. Hallelujah. Fellowship is key. Heavenly Father, I want to just present your body to you. I want to present your children to you. The ones you saved by your blood. The ones you called to you. The ones you want to bless. The ones you want to nurture. The ones you want to grow. And the ones you want to use as a sickle of harvest. The ones you are preparing in the backside right now of the desert because of the great task you have ahead of them. The ones that you are determined to bless materially and prosper them because of the mission you have ahead of them. The ones you have determined, oh God, to nurture their children because their children are the savior of the world tomorrow. Father, I present them into your hands. Lord, I pray, oh God, over them that which is required to make them perfect, Lord, release upon them right now. In the name of Jesus. That which is required to make their faith strong, release upon them right now. In the name of Jesus. That which is required to make them fulfilled, Father, I pray, release upon them right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, the grace, oh God, to grow in your courts, to become the trees of righteousness. Father, your own planting. Lord, I present them to you today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, satisfy them with good things. Comfort them, Father. Empower them, Father. Inspire them, Father. Make them strong in faith. Change their language. Process their utterance, Father. Make their eyes fixed upon you, Father, that their world will know that indeed you have called them to yourself to bless them, to increase them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all the glory today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated.